Welcome to another episode of Consulting Consumption, sponsored by Consultant Academy. Designed to help consulting business owners get more clients to consume more of their professional services, we hope you enjoy this episode about strategic scaling in your consulting business. Here's Rob Llewellyn.
Today, we're delving into a topic that for many sits right at the edge of challenging and exciting: strategic scaling. This journey we're about to embark on isn't just about growth. It's about accelerating your consulting business in a way that's both sustainable and impactful. Whether you're at the helm of a burgeoning enterprise or steering a more established ship, today's insights are tailored to help you navigate the often turbulent waters of business expansion. Let's set the scene. Picture yourself at a crossroads. One path leads to the continuation of the status quo, maintaining your current pace and direction. Comfortable, familiar, but possibly capped in potential. The other path? It's less trodden, marked with signs pointing towards strategic scaling. This route promises the allure of new heights, uncharted territories, and the sweet taste of success. But it comes with its share of challenges and requires a map, a strategy to guide you through. As we venture into the main content, let's explore this map together, starting with operational efficiency. It's the backbone of any business looking to scale. Think about it. The smoother your operations, the easier it is to adapt and grow. This means looking at your current processes with a critical eye, identifying bottlenecks, and embracing technologies that automate and streamline tasks. Efficiency isn't just about cutting costs. It's about enhancing your capability to deliver exceptional value to your clients, faster and with fewer resources. Now, on to expanding your team. Growth isn't a solo sport. It requires a team effort. But as you consider team expansion, it's vital to approach it with mindfulness. It's not just about filling seats. It's about finding individuals who not only possess the right skills, but also share your vision and values. Each new hire should be seen as a strategic addition who can contribute to and thrive in the culture you've cultivated. Remember, a well-aligned team is your greatest asset when scaling. Service diversification forms the third pillar of our strategy. In an ever-evolving market, the ability to adapt and offer new, relevant services can set you apart from the competition. Diversification isn't about jumping on every trend. Instead, it's about understanding your clients' evolving needs and how you can meet them uniquely. This might mean expanding into new sectors, leveraging new technologies, or packaging your services differently. Diversification is a powerful tool for risk management and revenue growth, ensuring you're not overly reliant on a single income stream. But how do we bring all this to life? How do we apply these strategies to not just survive, but thrive? It starts with a commitment to continuous learning and improvement. Take operational efficiency. It's not a one-time fix, but a philosophy to be embedded in your business's DNA. Similarly, team expansion and service diversification are ongoing processes that require patience, persistence, and a proactive stance. As we draw to a close, let's circle back to our crossroads. If today's conversation has sparked a fire within you, if the path of strategic scaling calls out to you, then it's time to take that first step. Begin with an audit of your current operations. Identify one area for immediate improvement and set a clear, achievable goal. Whether it's automating a specific task, starting the search for a new team member, or brainstorming a new service offering, the key is to start. And remember, you're not on this journey alone. The beauty of our age is the wealth of knowledge and community available at our fingertips. Engage with peers, seek out mentors, and never underestimate the power of a well-placed question to people who have already achieved what you're aiming for. The key is to model success. The path of strategic scaling is ripe with potential, and with the right approach, a commitment to efficiency, a strong, aligned team, and a diversified service offering, you can accelerate your consulting business to new heights. It won't always be easy, but the rewards of building a resilient, thriving business are unparalleled. Until our paths cross again, keep pushing boundaries, keep striving for excellence, and remember, the future of your business is crafted by the decisions you make today. Let's make them count.
This podcast is sponsored by Consultant Academy, the platform built to help consulting business owners grow their practices. We publish twice every week and hope to have you join us on the next episode. If you want to have more clients consuming more of your professional services, visit consultant.cxotransform.com.